The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Program.
That's how much I love you, Dougie.
That's how much I love you.
I'm telling the doctor.
You back.
Oh, will you stop it?
What a killjoy you are.
I know.
It's not safe. She should be sleeping.
If I violate a doctor's order, even if it's a small one, Rich.
Where's that old song? Doctor, doctor. Remember that? Come on. There's an old song.
Give me the news. I got a back.
Well, that's another one.
He wants a much older song than anything you're describing.
Much live. Much more lively. Okay, we are on the Good Day program. My friends are here. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. Kara Schillen is behind the scenes making things work, fixing Richie's mistakes.
Yes.
It's an exciting world that we live in. So, just to kind of put things into perspective, the race for the Republican presidential nomination and the phase that it's in, the last week the campaign has become more interesting, so those behind the scenes would have you believe. What that means, translation, is that the people running the Republican Party are happy that Trump keeps sticking his foot in his mouth.
Right.
And
well,
even though
it's been a tough week for his momentum, he's had issue. But he's had some good events in Wisconsin. If he wins Wisconsin, he's not supposed to.
He's not going
to
win Wisconsin.
I don't know about that, Richie. I'm not sure about that.
Geraldo thinks he is.
Who thinks? There's a joke there. I missed it. Who's Waldo?
Geraldo.
Oh, Geraldo thinks he is.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Why, are they pals?
He's still looking for sunken treasure.
Geraldo was an apprentice, remember?
Yeah.
He was on the Celebrity Apprentice.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, I'm just looking at Kasich and Trump and Cruz. And this thing is going to drag on, I think. And make a contested convention, which is good for the conversation on the air. It may be good for the system, too, so we really test it and people can see how it all works. I think that's what's important here, much as anything else, frankly. The folks at Disneyland are mourning the death of a Paris worker who died in the Phantom Manor haunted house working backstage.
Mm-hmm.
He was working on the lighting when he died. Apparently, he was working on it while the ride was closed. He was electrocuted or something like that.
That's what it sounds like, yeah.
Yeah. So why is that? If it was another park and it wasn't Disneyland, the news media loves to, and I understand this because I've done it plenty myself, to take shots at Disneyland.
Yeah, stick it to the big guy.
Well, listen, you hear stories all the time of roller coasters stuck at the top and people stuck for an hour and a half upside down.
Right.
So, you hear it.
Yeah. That's kind of like what happens on this program, Richie.
That's right. It's a four-hour thrill ride, and you're stuck up down most of the time.
Upside down, inside out, in here, out there, yada, 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 yada. Okay. So the situation with the Panama Papers, how many people really think that they have the skinny on this? What do you know?
No, but I read a lot about it yesterday.
Because it's very simple. But let's find out what people know and what they maybe need to know. And does it sound arrogant if I say, well, this is what you need to know? But I think there are a lot of things here, or a couple of things, that aren't clear. So go ahead, Jen. What have you picked up?
So just that, I mean, the thing that resonates with me the most is I kind of equate it to stuff that's going on here. And that is that Bernie Sanders and his followers think that they are going to tax the rich to pay for programs for what he says the middle class, but definitely for the lower class, to give free college and all of that. And the bottom line and the dark yucky, stark reality is that the super rich really don't pay their taxes. And it's evidenced in this Panama Papers leak, which is the biggest financial data leak like ever in history. I mean, it puts to shame anything that Edward Snowden actually put out there. There's so much dirt in these papers. And what you're seeing is that all these super rich people, you know, put their money, hide their money in offshore accounts, shell corporations, all these things. And many world leaders are attached to this. And I think the whole reason this started, Dougie, is this was an inquiry into the workings and dealings of Vladimir Putin. And then they uncovered that celebrities, sports heroes, tons of world leaders. I mean, 12 different countries were mentioned in the Panama Papers.
Well, yeah. It was actually
huge
40,
amounts of 12, people that are now in there.
Current and former world leaders.
But 40 yeah. different, there are 40
and 128 different other politicians and public officials.
Okay, so here's
including the FIFA soccer guys.
That's right, the soccer guys.
They're so corrupt.
Right. All right, so here's what... The corruption goes further than that, and it's more insidious than that. And it isn't really, in my read of this, maybe it's because of my own pejorative here, of being offended by people who talk about taxes, and you got to tax the rich, and this usual game of class warfare against those who actually come up with the money, whether they do it actively or passively in creating new businesses. That's what money does. That's all money does. Money does nothing else but create work and jobs. That's what money does, no matter what, whether you know it, whether you've invested, you've got a lot of money, you put it in a bank, it's a bond, you put it into an investment to start a company, whatever it is, money is always working. That's why you get paid 5% interest if you have it in a bond. That's why you get paid big time, like Richard Branson put in $300 million to start Virgin, and he got $786 million out of it after 2.5 years. That's what it does. So to confiscate that or to de-emphasize, I mean, let's face it, there's always an incentive to make more money, so people will find out ways of making more money. And so this specious argument about where people hide their money, the only reason they hide it is to do two things, because they're corrupt and they don't want people to know that they have the money, or they're trying to evade their responsibilities.
Right.
Less the second than the first. If you look at that list of 12 people that you were just talking about, and you see where they got, they weren't supposed to, quote unquote, have money. They've stolen it, they've ripped it off, they have done things that are illegal in their countries, and that's why they're all going to lose their heads, if you will. But what's more important here is to see the tie between all of these people and Putin. One of the most interesting of all is that the president of Ukraine, which supposedly was at war with Russia, no, they're in business together.
Of course, but they were on the outside, they were hating each other.
Exactly. So outside, it's a big show, it's a big game, it's an act. Inside, Putin's making these deals with these guys, and the same thing with Al-Assad, so that they stir up, they have a war, they make lots of money on war armaments and that sort of thing. It's the military-industrial complex times umpteen degrees. That's what you have here. Putin is the biggest arms dealer in the world, and here's the connection. And even though his name's not on it, every one of his lieutenants are up to their mickeys in this, because he, for whatever the reason, gets people to do his dirty work for him. But he is as dirty as dirt can be. He's worse than gangsters.
CNN has an article, The 7 Things You Need to Know About the Panama Papers.
Mm-hmm.
So what are the Panama Papers? And it goes to explain how a coalition of media outlets got the trove of papers. And why are they called the Panama Papers? Because of the law firm in Panama. And is it clear that anything illegal is happening? And it says, doesn't necessarily indicate illegal activity, but usually things like this are to cover up some kind of illegal activity. Mm-hmm. Who is implicated? And it says 12 current or former world leaders, along with 128 other politicians. But here's the fun one. How have the accused responded to the Panama Papers? The Kremlin has dismissed the allegations as a series of fibs aimed at discrediting Putin ahead of the elections. And FIFA says, the international soccer governing body, it calls them ridiculous, and said the firm he was linked to was holding a company with his wife's asset. The Icelandic prime minister it was, the company was in his wife's name, and he says he enjoyed no tax advantages, but was created to avoid conflicts of interest with Iceland.
Believe that, and we've got the bridge for
that's
sale.
Great.
Right? Yeah.
And then why is, what is Mossack Fonseca? That's the law firm
bank.
That had the...
Runs the bank, yeah.
And then how did the international community of independent journalists get the documents? It was a leak from somebody at the law firm.
Well, somebody that Putin tried to screw over.
We need to post today, if you are confused by the Panama Papers and you want to know what they mean and what each individual person is really accused of doing, USA Today has done a really nice job of breaking down that list. Yeah, and we can put it up on our Facebook page. Just if you want to know what's going on, because I know it's a little bit convoluted and confusing, but it talks about, you know, Assad, what's going on, talks about the guy, you know, Iceland, Argentinians guy, what Putin's actually not really even named in the papers,
but the big story,
all of his associates and close friends are.
Look at the phenomenon of Trump and Bernie Sanders, and look at this story here, the Panama Papers. You know, 50 years ago, all this stuff was hidden. It all just worked behind the scenes, and we never knew anything different. Back in the 50s, 60s, 70s,
thank God for Edward Snowden.
Well, it's just funny how social media and the internet and 24-hour news cycles, as much as we hate them, it gives us the opportunity to out all of the people, and it gives somebody else an avenue to be able to, because before you outed something like this, you were killed and nobody ever knew about it.
Right, exactly.
That was it.
With Putin, the KGB guys, that's how they did it. By the way, yesterday we were talking about Alaska Airlines taking over Virgin American. Today, Virgin America was named the best American airline.
That's a good buy.
It's a good buy, right?
18 after the hour. Good day.
Fruits and veggies in a capsule. That's right. Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies capsules maintain 10 servings of 31 different 100% whole fruits and veggies. They are powerful antioxidants, enhance your immune system, and most importantly, have no synthetics, extracts, or fillers.
Call now to find out how you can get your free set of fruits and veggies. Call toll free 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and be sure to enter promo code GD.
Geico presents Kathy, the Candid Real Estate Agent.
Now, in the living room, you'll see this beautiful bay window. It's energy efficient and lets in a ton of natural light. It will also let in a thief when you leave it unlocked, and he'll steal your laptop and flat-screen TV. Now, who wants to see the kitchen?
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Do you know a lot about beer? Well, it's time for Sam Adams Know Your Beer. Not all hops taste the same. American hops. They're piney, citrusy, like a lumberjack chopping grapefruit. German hops. They're floral and spicy, a beautiful bouquet with thorns.
Ow!
English hops. Earthy and delicate, a beer lover's cup of tea. Whatever hops you like, from Rebel IPA to Boston Lager, Sam Adams is crafting a brew for you.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Save it responsibly.
When you're a kid, monsters live under your bed. When you're a grown-up, monsters come in the mail. You know, bills. But by refinancing your mortgage with Quicken Loans, you can save hundreds of dollars each month. Money you can use to shrink those monstrous bills down to a size that's not nearly as scary. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit us at quickenloans.com. Again, that number is 800-QUICKEN. Buy in. Quicken Loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally, even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Well, Jennifer, what have we here? The Backstreet Boys. Do we know how the Backstreet Boys got their name, by the way?
They were from the Backstreet.
No.
There was already a Front Street Boy? I don't know.
Yeah, let me look at it. Everything's on Wiki.
This group was put together, I think, by the same guy, manager guy, who put together NSYNC, and I think it started in Orlando, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, most of these boy bands are manufactured.
I thought that there was... Who's from Massachusetts? The Wahlbergs. What's the name of that group?
It was New Kids on the Block. Okay. And yeah, they were sort of...
Oh, my God, I beat her to the punch.
I always have gotten NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, and New Kids on the Block. For some reason or other, they all sort of morph together for me. But they're really different in a lot of ways, right, Jen?
Oh, yeah. Well, NSYNC and Backstreet were popular at the same time.
Same time.
And that was after New Kids on the Block. New Kids on the Block were sort of by themselves. They were the only boy band on the market, or at least the only really meaningful, important one, when I was probably in junior high. Backstreet and NSYNC, they were popular around 98, 99, 2000, around that.
You know, I see pictures of New Kids on the Block and Wahlberg as a kid. Both of them, as a matter of fact. But Marky Mark never was in the New Kids,
no,
right?
He was a rapper.
Yeah.
You see pictures
of Donnie Wahlberg then and now on Blue Bloods. It's really pretty interesting.
He was a little punk as a kid.
These guys are products of Orlando.
Yeah.
And worked at Disney World. And three of them were from Orlando, worked at Disney World, and the first Backstreet Boys performance was at SeaWorld.
Really? But they're called Backstreet because they work backstage at Disney?
Is that the reason the name came from?
Anyway, the reason that we're talking about them, other than to have a little reunion of the mind here, Nick Carter and Kevin Richardson confirming that all five members of the Backstreet Boys are back together, and they're going to do another album, they're going to do a world tour, and they are going to do a Las Vegas residency show, which will be, let's see here, They were, remember we were laughing about this when you were gone, Jennifer. They're in this zombie sci-fi movie.
Yeah.
And somebody else is doing it. The Backstreet Boys is doing it. And somebody
kind of
else
a tongue-in-cheek zombie movie,
yeah,
sort of.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. And Joey Fatone, I think, is in it, too.
Yeah, okay. So they have a deal with Live Nation, and they signed a 9-show deal to do a test run in Las Vegas. So how will they do? Would you go see them in Vegas?
Oh, yeah, I would definitely go see them. And I think they'll do well, because think about the people that are fans. They are my age. It's a perfect target, because they're people like me in their late 30s who have some money to spend,
right,
but who still like to go to Vegas, and maybe not necessarily for the gambling, but for dancing without having to go to a club.
I would like to go. The only time I've ever been to Vegas to see a show was Donnie and Marie.
There's some great shows. You can set foot into Vegas and never put a quarter in a slot machine if you don't want to. The shows are just so good.
Rich, you ever go to Vegas just for a show?
My wife and I went to Vegas twice.
Yeah, we didn't have a show.
We saw the Blue Man Group. And
you go for that specifically, though?
Not for that specifically. We went to Vegas, and then we did a show while in Vegas.
Got it. All right, let's...
So the name of the Backstreet Boys?
Yeah.
Being from Orlando, on International Drive, there is which is in Disney, there is a flea market called Orlando's Backstreet Market.
There you go.
And they would perform there, and so they're the Backstreet Boys.
Well, there we go.
That's it. That's a good story. It's nice to know that these guys are, and they're getting an audience. That Las Vegas thing is smart, I think, for them, because you just hit the nail on the head, Jen. People who have money now, they've grown up with these guys, and so these people will make money, and people who've got money will go see them.
Just like Celine Dion got $1,000 from my parents.
Right, exactly. They went to their graves owing you and your brothers $1,000 because your father took your mother to see.
I want my inheritance back from Celine Dion.
28 past the hour here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
An RV rolls into a campground. Kids in the back eat turkey, jerky, excessive. Dad drives like a boss with 24/7 support from Progressive. Tomorrow it's off to see the world's largest ball of twine. Would have seen it last trip, but Dad missed the sign.
Get 24/7 help when you insure your RV with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen.
Price Match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
If she wanted to go against it. No, we saw it last year. So, we move ahead.
We will miss you.
33 after the hour. That's our good day chime time.
Sounds like you're going out on the good ship, Dudley Pop.
I'm digging out. I got my all of my boxes from the move, and I'm now getting some of my sound effects back again. All right. On the Good Day program with my friends Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden. The history of the presidency is quite interesting in our country. The candidates don't often confront the question outwardly. Are you healthy enough to be the president? People look at Hillary Clinton and say, oh, she's sick and old.
That's the one
Donald
people
Trump,
are really worried about, yeah.
He's sick and old. You look at, no, he's not. You look at Bernie Sanders, he's old. And so look at him. So Hillary's 69.
Donald Trump is not sick. Remember, he's the healthiest specimen of a man, according
right.
to his doctor.
According to him. Donald Trump is 69. Hillary Clinton is 69. Bernie Sanders will be 75 in a couple of months. So to use that logic, the person we should be voting for is Ted Cruz. And if you want to lose, make sure you vote for Cruz.
He's only, what, 43 or 44?
And he's 44. All right. So let's go back. Speaking of 44, there have been 44 American presidents. 8 of them have died in office, of whom 4 died of illnesses or natural causes. William Henry Harrison was the first. Now, let's see here. As a matter of fact, on this day in 1841, his vice president, Tyler, moved in to take power. Harrison had died the day before. The succession rules were not clear, but Tyler asserted he was now president, setting the blueprint for the future. He was never sworn in, which is interesting. So then you move ahead. Harrison died of pneumonia. He had a long inaugural address, freezing weather, got sick, died. He was president for, about a month. Zachary Taylor was the next president to die of an illness in office in 1850, and then Warren Harding, excuse me, in 1923. Franklin Roosevelt had a cerebral hemorrhage, suffered with polio through much of his tenure. He had a cerebral hemorrhage and died in 1945. Hillary Clinton trying to deflect concerns about her concussion a couple of years ago and a blood clot. I mean, you look at all of these things and you wonder, again, whether this ought to be a question. Is it a question? It isn't really for me, but that's just me. I think, I would not vote for Bernie Sanders because of his age. I would not vote for anybody because of their age. I would be a hypocrite if I didn't vote for somebody because of his age, because I tell you that age is just a BS number. It has nothing to do with what's really going on in your body. Do you get more infirmed because you have natural progression to get older? Yes. But do you automatically get sick because you're a certain age? No. It's how you take care of yourself. And so Bernie Sanders doesn't look like he's taken particularly good care of himself over the years, but he comes from decent genes. Trump has had, how do I say this without sounding like a jerk? He's had a rich man's life of privilege, but I don't think he's abused it. A lot of people who have money abuse it, and their
I don't see him as
lifestyle.
A big drinker,
no,
drugging
I don't
guy.
Even, no, yeah. Not a party guy. No, he's a worker. I mean, this guy works all the time. That's what he does. And so what do we say about the rest of the... Yeah, I think Ted Cruz looks the unhealthiest of all of them, frankly. And that's not just because I don't like him. I think he looks sick. He's got
many
big circles under his eyes.
Many people speculate that there's something going on with Hillary Clinton, and that's why she has the cough, and that's why she passes out. She, you know,
when
there's a lot
of... When did she pass out last?
I don't remember.
No.
But
she
it
passed
hasn't
out,
been,
but it was more, once I
It was a while ago, out. But like after somebody said that part of the reason she disappeared and was late coming back to the debate stage when she was in the bathroom is because she was having health issues. And
really?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, she doesn't look very healthy.
Hillary doesn't?
No.
I mean, she has known heart problems.
She has, what are the known heart problems? I'm not sure that that's, she has cardiovascular issues.
Correct.
But does she have heart problems? They're two different things. And I'm not her apologist, but I think we ought to have the right jargon because there are a lot of reasons and enough reasons not to vote for some of these people.
There's a book that Ed Klein wrote. Ed Klein
was a Republican strategist, wasn't he?
Right. He's written a book on Hillary Clinton called Unlikable, and I had
I'm sure
him
that
on.
That's not biased.
Right. Oh, very.
I read the book because I had him on my radio show in Southern California, and I did a live event with him. Interesting book. It's not all bad about Hillary Clinton, by the way. It's really kind of an interesting look, and you take it with a grain of salt. But he's the one that intimates that she has a lot of severe health problems that she's withholding information on.
Mm-hmm.
And but have we seen, because don't they all have to be checked up by doctors? I mean,
yes,
have we seen her doctor?
Yeah.
Newsmax has it.
So
when you search Hillary Clinton.
There's another, objective point of view.
There's a couple of ones on her side that have had health articles when I just did a quick search. But apparently she fell and fractured her elbow. She's got the coughing fits. She, in late 2012, she fainted and had a concussion. The blood clot after the fall.
Mm-hmm.
Prism glasses for double vision. Prescription blood thinners reported by AP in 2015. along with their blood thinner. She takes an, a thyroid hormone replacement thing. That's no big deal. Who cares?
Yeah, I do. With adrenal things.
Let me see. In May of 2014, the Washington Post reported that Karl Rove distanced himself from a report that said she had brain damage.
Yeah. He should look in the mirror.
Right, yeah. And Bill Clinton says recovery took 6 months, Fox News reported, in 2014 after she fell.
Yeah. All right, so much about that. Here's, speaking of falling, I want to focus on something that's very real and very dangerous. How many of you, the reason I'm thinking about this is because it happened to me the other night. I was coming back from taking Bob home. We were moving into the house, and it was...
And Bob's our general manager.
Bob
here.
Is our general manager, and he'd been working here to help me build it. Not help me, he did it on his own, build a studio, which he did a magnificent job. It was really great, much better than what I had before. So anyway, I brought him home, and it was late, and we'd been up, and I've been up since 4 o'clock in the morning. And it was like, I took him about 8 o'clock, I think, and I drove him down, and I came back again. And I was on 495, and I got really groggy. And I don't usually get this groggy, but I found myself drifting. I said, I called Meredith, but she wasn't, I don't know where she was, but usually when I get into this circumstance, I'll call her or she'll call me and we'll talk while we're driving. And so when I saw this, I thought it was worth a mention for all of you because it's a wake up, pardon the pun, a wake up call. Not drunk driving, but driving while drowsy.
Bad.
Yeah, is
so
a difficult and yes. and almost dangerous epidemic. Last year, there were 1.2 million crashes, 500,000 injuries, 8,000 people were killed because of driving for a long time. There's some people I remember, heavens. There are plenty of times, Richie, when I've been going across country doing this program,
yep.
I would drive 18. I'd be on the air for five
yep.
hours. I'd drive for 18 hours, sleep for a couple of hours, do the program, and then Charlotte and I jump in the car and just keep going. A lot of people will drive across. My son has driven across country more times than I have, and he would go for 24 hours. I mean, one time he just drove straight through.
It's
he didn't
so
stop.
Bad.
And
it's
it really
so
is. You drink coffee and you stay awake, but it's not, no, it's not good. So... In this, we talk about drinking and driving. If you've pulled an all-nighter driving, you are just as dangerous on the road as somebody who's behind the wheel after a night of drinking. So this is a very, very important, I think, you know, this would be a good commercial for Uber or Lyft or something. You know, if you're really feeling like this, Uber gets calls from people who are at bars to bring them home.
Yep.
Well, if you're in a circumstance where you're drowsy and you're not in your car, but you're thinking of driving home and it's more than a couple of miles, you're a danger. You're a menace on the highways, and you should call some friend or somebody or call Uber, do something to keep yourself off of the off the highway. National Sleep Foundation has a poll that shows 60% of Americans admit to driving while feeling sleepy. 37% admit to actually having fallen asleep at the wheel in the past year. You realize how incredible that is? You wouldn't drink and drive your children to school, yet more than half of Americans put themselves and their families at risk by driving early in the morning while they're still drowsy. They get up, they put on their bathrobe, they get... This is another whole thing. Why the hell aren't you having your kids get on the bus or walk to school or drive or take their bike or something, for God's sakes? Do you know, I think I said this to you, maybe it was while you were gone, Jennifer. Do you know what the number one biggest category in Los Angeles for Uber is?
I don't know.
Bringing children to school.
That's awesome.
Seriously?
That's their number one category of business. Picking up children, and this is Los Angeles County, bringing them to school. This is
crazy.
It really is crazy. I mean, that's a whole different thing right there.
Let me throw another crazy scene while we're on this whole thing about cars.
Yeah.
Self-driving cars are coming, right? We all know that eventually they're going to be here.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So now they're starting to go through certain scenarios that could be interesting with self-driving cars. For example, should a self-driving car kill its passengers in a greater good scenario? Like if you're in a self-driving car and you just turned a corner and you find that you're on an unavoidable collision course with a group of 10 pedestrians, should the car drive itself off the road to not hit those pedestrians, even if it could kill its passengers?
And the answer is?
That's up for debate.
Oh, okay. So this is an ethical, moral...
It's an ethical, moral question for self-driving cars.
Mm-hmm.
What would the computer in the car be programmed to do?
Mm-hmm. Well, isn't that fascinating?
Think about that.
My God. That is... Woo-wee. All right. In a moment, the story of a man who takes possession of a plane. Wait till you hear this story. Up next here on Good Day.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our Better Business Bureau A-plus rated tax attorneys and enrolled agents will review your case for free and give you a low price guaranteed quote to get you protected today. Call U.S. Tax Shield now. 800-547-0193. 800-547-0193.
There's a new answer for people in need of serious pain relief. Lidocare has created a one-of-a-kind pain relief patch that blocks pain for up to 8 hours. With the only non-water-based lidocaine patch on the market, Lidocare uses patent-pending technology to desensitize aggravated nerves for an odor-free, ultra-flexible, dry, and light solution to pain. The Lidocare Pain Patch from the makers of Blue Emu. For long-lasting relief you can wear. Available at CVS.
This is Dr. Chambers on Cole, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. You are what you eat is a popular saying, and it's true. Of course, when you're pregnant or breastfeeding, you and your baby are what you eat. The question is, if a pregnant woman and or a breastfeeding mom eats garlic or spicy food, does this mean more colicky cries, more tummy upsets for her baby, and more sleepless nights for her and her partner? Here's the thing. The more flavor, whether it's garlic or spices, a baby is exposed to through the pregnancy or its mom's breast milk, the more likely the baby will be to try different foods. DCOC advice, ladies, if your baby is colicky, cow's milk and or caffeine are more likely culprits than garlic or spices. So cut them out of your diet one at a time and see what happens. On the other hand, as far as garlic and spices go, enjoy. Your baby will too. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. Follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one. A fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right, we all know, by the way, it's 48 past the hour on the Good Day program. Jennifer, Richie, and Doug, if you've been frustrated by a delay and the airline doesn't respond to your complaints, we all know, excuse me, for the most part, airlines ignore you. So here's what happened, excuse me, to one circumstance. A passenger who has gone to the next level, he waited so long for compensation over a marathon mechanical delay, he threatened to impound the plane. He went to court. Excuse me. I don't know where that came from.
Be all right there.
Yeah. And he got an order from the court. This is a German traveler using Thomas Cook Airways. Richie, talk for just a second. Let me clean my throat here.
Hmm. Looks like the doctor's on the phone for Doug.
Doctor, give me a quiz.
Doctor Doug.
Cure.
All right.
Let's see who it is.
Feel better?
Is that you, Richie? Yeah, I'm all right. Anyway, so the point here is that this guy sat on a plane for 22 hours.
Oh, my gosh.
And because regulations in Europe entitle passengers to get compensation, the airline didn't.
If you sit on it for 24 hours, you own it.
So he eventually approached the claims company. They got a lawyer. They took the matter to court. And so now they have an injunction to ground a plane until this guy is paid.
Wow.
Oh, no, there's pretty out there. Remember that.
Paid.
Yeah, you'll get paid fast. It's amazing. But the airlines, you know what they're all about. They're not interested in you, that's for sure. 51 after the hour here on Good Day.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Program is Tech Talk Time. Victoria and I have Tech Tuesday in front of us. There are Tech Days, and then there are Tech Tuesdays. I like that. Go to the mat for technology. A number of things going on, including a website that tells you if your significant other is cheating on you. We'll find out about that and how it works, plus Toyota teaming up with Microsoft. That information coming right up here on Good Day.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Do you know a lot about beer? Well, it's time for Sam Adams Know Your Beer. Not all hops taste the same. American hops.
They're piney, citrusy, like a lumberjack chopping grapefruit. German hops, they're floral and spicy, a beautiful bouquet with thorns.
Ow.
English hops, earthy and delicate, a beer lover's cup of tea. Whatever hops you like, from Rebel IPA to Boston Lager, Sam Adams is crafting a brew for you.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Take it responsibly.
55 past the hour here on Good Day. Toyota announced an enhanced relationship with Microsoft yesterday. It's going to deliver a connected car to drivers in ways they probably could not have imagined. For example, artificial intelligence features that could be added to cars that would allow them to know where the car is going and offer services drivers might want along the way. Going to the basketball game, going to the baseball game, the car would detect the route a driver normally takes and recommend restaurants for a pregame lunch, for example, or pregame dinner. And then you could ask the infotainment system in their car for restaurant recommendations in general. And if the car has to turn around, the car will automatically turn around once you suggest a restaurant to it or decide which one you prefer. And this is based on the kinds of food the driver usually eats. How in the name of God is the car going to know that? This is really
especially odd. If it's running Microsoft, you probably end up in the Denny's. I have the Ford Sync system in both of my cars, and while it is very cool, it's not as fluid. It's a little glitchy, and it's a Microsoft-based system.
Yeah.
So it can save a little improvement.
Yeah.
Well,
all right.
Linux,
so,
when it comes to that.
Here, Victoria, explain about this website. We have the story at DougSteffen.com, which is front and center about the website that tells if your significant other is cheating on you.
Well, this is certainly trending on Twitter right now, and this is going to be a big deal. It's a website called Swipe Buster, and it rolled out last week. It charges...
That's a great name.
Yeah, it charges, and it's very, very easy and inexpensive to find out if your significant other is cheating on you with online dating sites behind your back. Mm-hmm. For $4.99, you get three searches. So all you do is you type in the person's first name, their age, and their gender, and then indicate whether he or she is likely using Tinder.
Is it just Tinder or is it any site?
It's all of them, but Tinder's the worst one.
How's
Grindr
so?
maybe a little bit.
I don't even
more
know what's Grindr. I've heard about it. I've heard Jennifer talking about
Grindr
Tinder.
Is Tinder with a G and an R.
But what happens?
No, Grindr is the gay Tinder.
Oh, it is.
Oh, it's gay. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Well, that would be.
So
a
that
shock.
Might not be a good surprise.
Yeah.
Vanity Fair says Swipebuster taps into publicly available information about its users. How is it publicly available? I don't get that. If you're on, or is this just the age of
because your username is on the site? I mean, it's like Facebook. Is Doug Steffen on Facebook? Yes, here he is.
Uh-huh. Right. And other, it can track other things that you've done.
Really?
Mm-hmm. A little scary.
That. Well, but you have, again, there's no privacy anymore. So what this would do, I would think, is discourage people from using, discourage people from using this, but...
Do you really expect privacy if you're cheating on your spouse on a dating site?
You shouldn't. Yeah, but hello, duh.
How much privacy do you expect?
Yeah. It is always that the women who fall for, and men, too, fall for women who are married, men who are working in the crowd who are married, scum that they are. Okay, well, anyway, there's a point of view. Look out. Look out above!
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com